Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, sunshine. The sun might be shining through your windows, but it isn't peeping through the crevice of the rocks like your ancestors once lived in. Whoa. Can you imagine what it was like to live in nature all the time? I mean, we don't even live in nature to go take a pee anymore. We're so darn spoiled. We're so blessed. We're so lucky that our species evolved beyond living in nature because we have the biggest brain. Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful world we live in. We are so blessed. We're doubly blessed. We can have something to eat that comes from out in nature, but we can live outside of nature. Yeah, now talk about special. Yes, we are. Very special. That's what we are. Unlike the rest of, you know, like the birds of prey, we don't live in nature anymore, which gives us freedom. Gives us freedom. That's right. It gives us the freedom to do more than our primitive ancestors did. Are you kidding me? Can you imagine that? If they came back to see us today and the little kids were sitting there playing on their game systems and their phones and all of that, we spoke this language and people communicated with each other, those people would probably short circuit. It's a good possibility they would short circuit because they would just like melt down. They wouldn't be able to speak to us. You know how important communication is. Communication is an amazing tool for us. And I crack up to watch how when people are communicating with someone, how much power they turn over to another person by talking about another person. So I was thinking about that. It's so easy to just guess at what's going on around. It's so easy. You don't really even have to think. We're acting like, you know, the beast of the past, those who lived in nature. And I really mean that. It's just their lifestyle. It was different than ours. When they learned to communicate, everything changed. And, of course, there were the few people in those days who had kept this power over others by even fooling them, tricking them into things. And we still have people who do that. And so there are a few that will fool or trick someone into something. And there are others who just wouldn't. There are all those good people in the tribe, so to speak, who just do their thing to be of value and to be of value to others. But if that group that wants to keep power over the tribe can convince the tribe that they are better, know more, can do more, then the people will continue to follow them. And so I just call this, because I love humor, if we can't have humor at least at some point in our lives throughout our day, we're not really, you know, laughter's really good for you. It's just even the thought of laughter. If you can just make yourself smile, if you can laugh about something inside even, it's amazing what it does to your being. And so my episode today is the marking of the beast. And I think it's kind of a fun topic because there's even religions that talk about the mark of the beast. And just think about the communication. Back in the day when these archaic texts were laid down, these people didn't communicate the way we do today. So how in the world do we think we're going to understand? And do you really think nothing was lost in the translation of a metaphor and an analogy? Because as we were becoming very conscious, we had to be able to describe something to someone so that they might understand. And so too is the case yet today. If you're trying to teach a child something, you're best to give them a metaphor and an analogy so that they can understand, or they will learn to follow the thought of another person and they will not be empowered. We get marked because we follow someone or something. We can mark our own territory by becoming the people we're meant to be. Who are we meant to be? Well, let's look back. Let's take a look back in history. The Homo sapien, the one who walks upright. Yes? Part of the animal kingdom. Yes? United by science. Yes? Ooh, there's a lot of yeses here. But that doesn't mean you need to say yes to everyone or everything that comes your way. You need to slow down and respond instead of react. Back in the day, with our primitive ancestors, they didn't have as much time to respond. They had to react to nature, in nature, of their nature. And so we as a species once lived in nature. That's where we lived. It was primitive times. It was tough. And even today, the people that live in nature, it's much more tough. They're living in a survival mode. But you know, there's no need for people to live in survival mode. Poverty is unnecessary. There's abundance in the world all around us. I can talk to the street people, and they get that. But there's just a few people still today that are like the kings and queens of the tribe, the ones with the bigger bats. You know, can't just see the caveman with this big bat. Generally, it was going to be the guy. There wasn't going to be a lady, okay? The guys were clubbing their meat, okay? Yeah. Oh, well, that sounds pretty funny, doesn't it? Yeah, the guys were clubbing their meat. And the girls pulled the skin off the hide. I mean, that's the same thing. They pulled the skin off the meat. Oh, gosh, let me not go here. It's getting worse as I talk. What I wanted to share, really, is how far we've evolved, but yet why we're still stuck in poverty. We're stuck in poverty because, oh my gosh, we're stuck in poverty because people still follow other people. We don't have to follow those storms anymore. We can go inside. We can outrun the storms in our fancy cars, even old ones. You know, we're so amazing as a species. Why are we sitting here paying attention to a few people who pretend to have power over us? Because they don't, only if we give it to them. I'm still cracking up over the people that are following the politicians' personality contests. What? Are you kidding me? Seriously? So we'll continue to elect he or she. Oh, here we are one more year, he or she or he, him or her or him. It doesn't matter. We'll continue to elect someone who turns over their power to the people who work below them. Okay, now listen to this. This is fun. They turn over the power to the people who work for them, who are holding back cures to diseases, and we continue to die because of the power we turn over to a few in a tribe. Doesn't matter what country you live in. We just turn over that power. We're empowered by nature. We have it going, maybe. Stretch your stuff. You got it going. Stop following. You have an amazing double-barrel brain. We have it. It's in the Homo sapien field. It's an amazing, amazing tool to use for your benefit. Don't turn over the power of that to someone else to use against you. You see, we continue to lose people, our loved ones, to a ruling class that works for the ruling class. The President of the United States does not use the power. The President of the United States turns the power over to the regulatory agencies through his budget, always has. And the same thing would happen if a she is elected unless they change the budget. The budget is all empowering, all encompassing, keeps people poor and sick. The sickness is the sick part. It affects every class of people, from the rich. Well, there's really not classes of people. Let's not go there. It affects every individual. It doesn't matter how much wealth you have. If there's a cure held back in some regulatory agency, some bureaucracy, you will die. If you're poor and it's held back, you will die. It doesn't matter. There is not a class of people. There's no separation of people by money in politics. We got to get rid of that idea. Politics holds back cures for diseases. The diseases continue to live on, generation after generation, because somebody in their little cubicle who was empowered by the President of the United States through a budget holds back that cure, and people die. When the people wake up to this, the game will be over. I guess I'm just passionate about this because I lost both parents to cancer. And I was with them for their dying breath. And I saw how ridiculous it all was. Ridiculous. Oh, there was talk of a new and there were trial drugs and there was... Who decides that crap? Why should someone in a cubicle who's not as smart as the ones who create the cures decide whether it works or not? Decide how many pieces of paper they'll look through on a daily basis or won't look through. What do? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by its toe. We're still primitive. Here we go. You know, there's something wrong that we let people have power over us. We did once sleep in nature, and we are awakened to nature. But in our nature, we have this power to let a system that is old go. It was created when we lived in nature, when someone was the protector in that little tribe, the protector, and we still think we need that. No, we don't. We need to let the mentality go. We need to walk away with our own stick and pull our whatever away from them. Girls and guys, ladies and gentlemen, what are we doing? We're letting the people that are empowered by our president through his budget kill us? Yeah, I said it that way. Club us. They might as well take a club to us. Because we all know someone in a hospital sick, and there's some kind of cure out there for it. But think about this. Most nonprofits don't do really the work to get the money that they have. They go beg for the money, and they get it. Because the rich have the money to give, and so did the poor find a way to give it. But they're giving to causes, and they're not focused on stopping that which causes disease to perpetuate, and that's politics. They're talking about the politicians today, still talking about politics, that which separates us from our very nature, which is health, safety. Seriously, if we consider this safety, to empower people to hold back cures from the geniuses that we all were in school with, I mean, if you look around your room, there's something that a genius mind created. They saw something. They made sure it got created. They got it to the market. You were able to buy it. You freely exchanged your money for something that you have in your room, or you got it from somebody else. The politicians need enough people that get something from someone else so they get elected. And that's a tragedy, too. It's called usurpation of power, taking power from another to give to another. And when we decide to unite to stop that kind of behavior, holy moly, we'll have more than you have in your room right now. Because the geniuses will always create values. They'll always be playing at life in science and arts. As a professional, or just somebody just playing in their garage or in their home, figuring something out. Because we have this amazing double-barrel brain. Wow. Wow. So, this marking of the beast, we don't need peed on to mark a territory. We're letting them pee on us. I mean, seriously, if we're letting them write laws, rules, and regulations against us and empower their regulatory agencies, we have lost it. It's time for a win. It's time to stop the silliness. It's time to unite all the people in all nations to get behind the geniuses who bring us the values instead of valuing people who take from us and hold back the values. Seriously, when you were a little kid, you didn't hang out and play with a kid that took something from you. You just don't know how much is being taken from you because it's sitting on a desk waiting for an approval to save a life. There's cleanup projects that would work for water, for air. They're out there. You got to get an approval to do it. We got to give up on this approval process and trust the geniuses who are smarter than the rest of us. I wouldn't call someone who can go out and practice smiling in front of the camera, who had the power over us, to be a genius. A genius would realize that they shouldn't have power over another person. And they would remove that force from their lives. If you're hanging out with someone who acts like a ruling class, you best to think twice about whether you even want to hang out with them anymore. You spend less time with that person. And you spend more time doing what you love to do. We don't sleep in nature anymore. We don't work in nature anymore. A few people do. A very small fraction of the society we live in. You get the picture, don't you? We're not primitive in the way that we live, but we're primitive in nature still in that we react to the words people say. We react. We have emotions. And when we learn to get them in control, we are much better off. There are people who really will still continue to talk about hating someone. They'll talk about hating them for something good they did or something bad they did. And as long as you're focused on someone else, you're missing living your own life. You're missing the value of your life. There are people that work on their own. There are people that literally make more money in a matter of a couple hours because they work in a job of the mind. They do all the little nitty-gritty stuff to make things work in life. And they don't have time to pay attention to what others are spending all their time in. They're out playing at life afterwards. This wasn't something our primitive ancestors could do. This exists because people in the primitive days evolved in their nature as the smartest of the animal kingdom. Yes, we're all united by nature. We're divided by groups, even politics and religion. How silly. You know what that's for? It's for control, the marking of the beast. Yeah. Way back when, our ancient ancestors, yes, not your parents, not your grandparents, not your great-grandparents, not your great-great-grandparents, but somewhere maybe back there within your grandparents, the two that had sex and created a generation that was before you, way back when. Yes, they had sex in nature. You don't have to. You can if you want to. They lived in the days when they did fall prey to the beast of nature who marked his territory for dinner. Or maybe her. Maybe she was just making sure her cubs were fed dinner. And she became violent through survival and made sure that her cubs ate and you never got to eat another meal. Well, that wasn't you, that's right. That was somewhere back in the great grandparents of yours. Those great people that got out of that stuff. And we don't value the value of them leaving nature. We should be grateful for that every day instead of turning over the power to some external authority out there that can hold you back. You have this power. You're empowered by this power to go to higher levels of awareness. It's called consciousness. And dang, it looks good on you. You are sexy, sexy, sexy when you use it. And you know, somebody that uses it doesn't require a lot of, they're not the drama queen or the drama king. Those who are empowered, that's all of us. That's each of us. By nature, we're born the Homo sapiens, ones with the largest brain. Those who use it, they're so much fun to hang out with because they're so busy doing what they do. They are not needy. Sadly, people get hurt, and they get placed in a trap of having to follow the regulatory people to get their next meal. That's pathetic. They still have these awesome minds. Beautiful beings, kind hearts, doesn't mean that they need to be stuck in a poverty trap begging some judge for money. No, you know what? The occupational therapists, they need to be focused on the mind and jobs of the mind instead of trying to rehabilitate someone for a physical labor job. We don't hunt our meat down anymore. And we're not hunted down either. We domesticated the dogs. They're not even going to eat your leg unless it was survival time. They're going to go for whatever part would be easiest to get off of you to eat dinner. Let's just hope we never go back to the primitive days. But we still behave within that when we react to the world around us instead of slowing down, thinking things through, and then taking action. People create values, they always have. People who value those value creators appreciate it, they share love. People who speak poorly of someone who brings value, they've let jealousy go to envy. And it will hold them back more than it will ever hold anybody else back. Because other people will see the value of that person that brings a value. More will notice a value than the one who's suffering in envy, getting sick. Envy is a really terrible thing. It is a mark on us. It hurts. It doesn't feel good. It's harmful, detrimental to self and to others. When we learn to value the value of not living in nature, And we appreciate that each of us has this double barrel brain. We will change the world. We will not let a few people empowered through a president's budget here in America. I'm speaking for America. It's pretty much true anywhere else too. But especially here where we supposedly have a lot of freedom. And we have freedom of speech, and I'm a radio personality. That's what I am. Here I am. I'm exercising my right to freedom of speech, and I'm not talking about a single person, am I? There are so many people out there singling people out and talking about them. There's a him and her that are running for president of the United States. And people are talking about them as if they either one would become their God. They turn over power to them through the budget. And the budget is the same pretty much, whether it's Democrat or Republican. They have to take from all of us in a benevolent, non-ruling class family to have their budget. And there are people still out there talking about them for taking from us. That was called stealing when I was a little kid. Taking. But they call what they do something that's for everyone in the name of social good. A taking. A taking of this piece of property. A taking of that. Have you ever met anyone that was displaced because they came along and took their property to put in a freeway? Came along and took their property to put in a park for children to play in. Came along and took whatever they thought they needed at the time. Because a few people got together without all their facts in context. Just some crazy ideas to do something good for the social aspect of the people. You see, if you've ever met someone who's been displaced by that, their whole life has changed. The family moves. Where do they go? What are they going to do? It might be one of the most devastating times for the person who was happy where they were, but they did it in the name of social good. You see, there are better ways to operate. That's as good as plundering someone with a club. And we think this is cool because our governments operate based on social good budgets that compete with our protection budget. This is a marking of a beast. Protection is important, but we can do more than survive with these people above us if we would follow the geniuses of society who bring us more. We've gone beyond living in nature. We're beyond those who had to put up with the beast who marked his territory for dinner. We were dinner then. Or we could have dinner. We're living in a different time. Yet we have an archaic system of governance that needs to go. We're electing people in a personality contest. All I can say is when you vote, if you vote, think about which one might slash their base of power that hasn't lived as a ruling class over the masses. And if you have to, you can have hope or belief or prayer or whatever you think that they're going to do a better job. But really, if we got behind the geniuses and we set them free, we would all have more and even cures to diseases. And we wouldn't be clubbed to death by a few that hold the power because they report in to those who have the budget. I mean, to the top of the state of the union. We would no longer fall prey to that. We would make a statement. Have an awesome day, you guys. Rock, you roll. Share my show if you like it. Maybe somebody will get something out of it. I like playing for a half hour, and I appreciate you for being with me today.
Got it.
get in the game of life.